if you would like to see No Doubt at the Sphere in Las Vegas in the 5 o'clock hour today, I'm going to play Sunday Morning. Be caller 20, and you'll win the trip from K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder. People are dumb on the show today in Colorado. Deputies seized an accused burglar's truck, so he called 911 on them. What's up with Florida? Man tries to use a stolen excavator to steal an ATM from a bank, which is right next door to the police station. We have the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature. And in 5 o'clock hour, we're going to play No Doubt Sunday Morning. And when you hear that, be caller 20, and you'll win a trip for two to Las Vegas. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Nope. You got a problem with that, you can go yourself.
Somebody listening to K-Rock this afternoon has already won a trip but doesn't know it yet. We're going to give away a trip for two to Las Vegas to see No Doubt at the Sphere. And that is an amazing, amazing venue. And we're going to do that in the 5 o'clock hour by playing Sunday Morning by No Doubt. When you hear that song in the 5 o'clock hour, be caller 20, and you will win the entire trip, including the concert tickets and two nights hotel stay and airfare and the whole thing in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now, people are dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Colorado deputy sees accused burglar's truck, so he calls 911 on them. This story comes out of Douglas County, Colorado. On Wednesday, deputies responded to reports of a man who was stealing lumber from a home that was under construction in Castle Rock, Colorado. When onlookers saw the man, they yelled at him, and he ran inside the house to hide, and they called the police. Deputies looked for the man with a drone and canines, but were unable to find him. They did find his pickup truck, which was parked right outside the house that he was putting the wood in, and they seized it as evidence. In the middle of the night, the criminal thought, hey, I used to have a truck. What happened to my truck? At about 4:30 a.m., the accused burglar called 911 and said, hey, you guys know where my truck is? And they said, hey, what? Where are you right now? And he gave them his address, and they went over and they arrested him on charges of burglary, theft, trespass, and possession of drugs, the sheriff's office said.
Some people are really f***ing stupid.
Clackamas County's DA office has announced charges against the man accused of stealing an excavator to break into this U.S. bank ATM.
What is up with Florida? Coming up on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder. What's up with Florida?
Clackamas County's DA office has announced charges against the man accused of stealing an excavator to break into this U.S. bank ATM.
So this Florida man's idea is to steal an excavator and then break into the ATM at a bank. Or he was going to use that claw to take the ATM and tow it away. Not sure, because he got caught pretty quickly.
51-year-old Kevin Owen Miller faces several charges.
How was he caught so quickly, you might ask? Well, the police station shares a wall with the bank that he was trying to rob, and they watched the whole thing.
Including aggravated theft, possession of a stolen vehicle, and more.
A police officer sat there and watched him come up in the excavator in an attempt to take the ATM, and he came out and said, dude, what's up? And the guy took off and ran away. Video footage became available. Detectives were able to identify the suspect. They called him into the police station to interview him. They questioned him about using the excavator and attempting to steal the ATM. His reasoning, quote, I would rather rob a bank than work for my brother. He was arrested and charged with grand theft of construction equipment, criminal mischief over $1,000, and burglary of a structure with property damage, police said. Bond was set at $7,500. Photos shared by the police department show the drive-through ATM was overturned and the bank's roof sustained heavy damage from the excavator's boom.
The district attorney's office says 51-year-old Kevin Owen Miller.
Meet Kevin's a genius. Meet Kevin.
Also facing charges in the theft and is in custody in Multnomah County.
Kevin, goddammit.
We have a trip for you to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas. Listen in the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon for the song Sunday Morning by No Doubt. Be caller 20, and you will win a trip for two, including round-trip airfare, a two-night stay, and two tickets to see the show. That's between 5 and 6 this afternoon on the world-famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I am not a huge fan of baseball. I played it. I played it in Little League. I played it in high school. I understand it well, but it just doesn't move fast enough for me. However, every single human being that I know in Southern California is a Dodger fan. So I do pay attention, and I was paying attention Friday night when Shohei Ohtani had the most incredible baseball game perhaps ever. He was pitching. He went six innings. He struck out 10 batters, and he hit three home runs. And this is against good competition. This is not some slacker team. It's against a team that may have had the opportunity to win the World Series had they not run into the Dodgers. And I've always been fascinated by the Wayne Gretzky's of hockey and the Kobe Bryant's of the NBA and Shohei Ohtani in baseball, because they do that kind of miraculous playing in the most difficult, pressure-filled times against the best opponents. So I was just going crazy about it. I called my daughter and I said, hey, you got to watch the highlights of this dude. It's unbelievable. And she said, are you talking about baseball? And I said, yeah, no, I know. I'm the one that sort of taught you not to like baseball, but this is an exception. You need to find the highlights of Game 4, Dodgers Brewers, Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani, oh! Did he? Ohtani! Ohtani has done it again! His third home run!
This moment Friday night sent fans in a frenzy. Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs, helping the Dodgers advance to the World Series.
It's about 3 minutes long, maybe 4 minutes. Won't take much of your time. And my kid says to me, she says, you know what? I can tell you I'm going to do that, but we both know I'm not. And I said, look, I get that. That's been my answer my whole life. But this is an exception to that rule. And I know you as your dad. I'm telling you, you will love watching highlights of this. And she said, no. And I said, all right, good chat. That is a pretty nifty Blink 182 shirt.
This is the coolest Blink shirt ever.
I love it so much.
You got Adam Sandler, you got Chris Farley, and you got David Spade.
That's pretty good.
We already know what Mark, Tom, and Travis look like.
That's true.
You know?
That is true. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The 420 catch of the day is coming up. Megan Holliday is here now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, well, Kev, you're the one who first told me about the 6'7 viral slang craze.
Yeah.
You're a lot more hip than I am, okay?
I'm not sure that's what it is.
And now, apparently, schools are banning it. Here is the story.
6'7, a meme kids can't get enough of and teachers can't get away from.
We are not saying the word 6'7 anymore. If you do, you have to write a 67-word essay.
Some schools even banning the phrase in classrooms.
You are no longer allowed to say, what number do you think I'm going to say?
6'7!
Caitlin Soriano is a 7th grade math teacher.
How much are you hearing and seeing 6'7 in your classroom?
All day. Every day. It is nonstop throughout my class, the hallways, the cafeterias.
She says she banned the term last year after it became distracting for students. But now she and other teachers are leaning in.
And we hope that if it is embarrassing enough for the adults to be doing it, that maybe they stop.
The trend took off a few months ago, but has re-intensified with school back in session. Thought to originate from a rap song by Skrilla. But the experts we spoke to say the numbers really don't mean anything.
It's like slang to like make parents be like, what does that mean?
Yep.
Yep, means nothing.
I think
nothing.
Without the anger of adults, that doesn't exist.
I think so too. But, yeah. If everyone just ignored it, then maybe they'd move on. Number two, LeBron James no longer has to worry about appearing in small claims court over the nearly $900 a Lakers fan spent on tickets while under the impression that LeBron was retiring at the end of the season. Norwalk resident Andrew Garcia, he asked the LA County Superior Court on Monday to dismiss without prejudice a claim he had filed earlier this month seeking to recoup money that he laid out after the second decision announcement ended up having nothing to do with his NBA career coming to an end. Garcia said on Monday that he decided to drop the case after he accepted an offer from the Prize Picks Fantasy Sports app. So the company deposited promo funds worth $865.66, which was the full amount that he had spent on the ticket. So they put that in his Prize Picks account. And then he said that he was told he could cash out any winnings that he received off of those transactions. And Prize Picks was going to give him tickets to a Lakers game of his choice and other merchandise. So Garcia says, I didn't have to dismiss the case, but I chose to because I was like, you know, you guys are fully compensating me for my loss and then some. And then the Prize Picks VP of communication said, we reached out to Andrew after seeing the news and finding out that he was a Prize Picks player. And we're always looking for ways to surprise and delight our players. I smell LeBron James all over this, all over it. And number three, a man in Japan pulled off quite the con and scammed about $14,000 worth of free food before getting arrested for fraud. He would order food on different apps. The food would be delivered. He would say his item was never delivered and get a full refund. Over 2 years, he placed over 1,000 orders and created 124 accounts, living entirely off of delivery services. Absolute legend. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
Catch of the day.
This is a band called Good Neighbors, who we just had at the K-Rock Helpful Honda Sound Space in August. They have a new song out called Walk, 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 and it is from their new album Blue Sky Mentality, which just came out. They're also going to come back to L.A. November 12th at the El Rey. Walk, Walk, Walk by Good Neighbors is the 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. That is Walk, Walk, Walk by Good Neighbors. It is the 420 Catch of the Day on the world-famous K-Rock. We are coming up on story time in the 5 o'clock hour.
Woohoo! And the most entertaining phone call you're going to see Justice this Saturday night at the Forum.
We are going to tell you what the topic is in a second. And then the number is 800-520-1067. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
In the afternoon. I had a doctor's appointment this morning. I had to go to the dermatologist and get a tiny little skin cancer spot removed.
Oh, okay.
And I hate needles. Hate.
Yes.
They freak me out. So she starts with like five of those little numbing shots.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm grateful for because then you don't really feel it.
Absolutely.
But then you can feel pressure. And I just am thinking like, oh, this is really, I hate this. I hate this. And usually the way I deal with that is I say something. So I say to her, I hate this. This mm-hmm. is the worst. And she said, yeah, I'd be worried if you liked it. And,
yeah.
And then she said, I did have two people who handled it in a funny way. One of them, without telling me, just started singing a Taylor Swift song at the as loud as she could.
Oh, my God, no.
And I was like, what? Who would act that way when the doctor's treating you for anything?
Oh, my God.
That's bizarre.
Yes.
And then another guy barked like a dog.
No way.
Yes.
No.
And she did it like that. She started laughing. And I was like, why did the guy bark like a dog? And she said, I don't know. It's just people handle anxiety in different ways.
Right. Yeah.
And he barks like a dog.
That is disturbing to me.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be disturbing. If I'm working on somebody and they start barking.
Oh, it would scare the hell out of me.
I'm out.
I would have messed up the
somebody
needles.
Else come in and take over.
Seriously.
I don't love this. So funny ways you handle anxiety is the topic for the calls today at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see Justice on Saturday at the Forum.
And it can be medical anxiety, it can be driving anxiety, whatever makes you nervous. If you handle it in ways other people find funny, you're who we want to talk to. 800-520-1067. You can call and or text with those. K-Rock, funny ways you handle anxiety.
Hey, I have a story for you guys.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, when I'm under anxiety, I tend to do those sugar tics where I scream, clap, and laugh.
Sugar tics?
Yeah, like the...
What, does that surprise people? Because it shocked us.
Sometimes, it depends where you're at, but if you're like at a theme park or at a concert, it seems like the norm.
Sure.
But if you're out there somewhere... somewhere in public, then, yeah.
Wow. Do you scare the hell out of people?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yep.
800-520-1067. Funny ways you deal with anxiety.
And the most entertaining call, you're going to go see Justice Saturday night at the Forum.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, funny ways you handle anxiety.
Yes, I act like I'm being chased by a lion by clenching all my muscles and then slowly releasing so your adrenaline thinks that you just fought a lion and the threat is gone.
Really? And that takes away your anxiety?
Sometimes, yes, especially when I'm in bed.
Oh my God, not always foolproof.
Well, yeah, it seems a scary way to handle anxiety.
Yes.
It's like the evolutionary process, you know?
Yeah, so it's worst case scenario, and then you calm yourself down. Interesting.
Yeah, because then your whole energy is, like, focusing on your body, bodily functions, instead of what's going on in the brain.
I'm
going
to start using this. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
So we have two things going on right now on K-Rock. One is you're listening for a No Doubt song called Sunday Morning. We're going to play that before 6 o'clock. When you hear that, be caller 20, and you'll win a trip to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas.
Woo!
Which is pretty cool. Don't call for that right now, though. Right now, what we're doing is we're taking phone calls. I was talking to a doctor about my anxiety of needles, and the doctor said she had a patient who barked. Who literally barked.
I would give anything to see video
same.
Of that. Yes.
Same. So we're asking so about the funny ways that you handle your anxiety. You have an example?
Hey, I have an anxiety story. It's a doozy.
Let's hear it.
So there's a guy that fixes, like, cell phones, and he has, like, his own studio in his home. It's like a little, like, an outside garage kind of area. So I go in there. He's always kind of hyper. I think maybe he's a dude that does math. Or I don't know, but he's always hyper. Well, anyway, and he's really talkative, and, you know, he's entertaining to be around. He's a little out there. But anyway, he proceeds to just start, he takes all his clothes off.
What?
And I was just paralyzed. You kind of don't want to act too, like, acknowledging it, because then you make it more real. I don't know how to explain it, but you just kind of try to pretend like it ain't no big, and that's what I did. I just pretend like it was no big deal, because I didn't, if I acted shocked, then he might.
Did he fix your phone while nude?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, I was freaked out. But I didn't want to, like, I was thinking in my mind, you ain't getting nothing from me, honey. So,
oh my God.
So you could go right on ahead. But yeah, think what you want. But I was just trying to act nonchalant about it. I didn't know what else to do. I mean, the fact that he would actually do that, that's pretty, you know.
That's not normal. I'll give you that.
Will you ever return to him again to get your phone fixed?
That's a funnier story. Yes, because
what?
One of those few people that will do it for cheap. But I brought my mom with me each time when I went, and he never.
Wait a minute! Hold on! He took all of his clothes off in front of you, and then fixed your phone, and you went back to him.
Because I was so desperate. Because nobody, like, the older phones, you know, nobody fixes them. They don't. They give you the runaround, the Apple store's a joke, blah, blah, blah. He's good at iPhones, but I just dragged my mom there with me. Of course, he's not going to do that. You know, maybe he got on better meds. You never know. It's like,
wow.
He got better meth.
That's what it is. Better meth is always good.
You know, he might be bipolar, and that was his manic thing. I really don't know, but it was a trip. And it's even sillier that I actually went back, and that's how desperate I was to get the phone.
That's pretty great.
It's pretty pathetic.
What if we just, you know, bought you a new iPhone? I think that might work.
We are taking your stories of funny ways you deal with anxiety at 800-520-1067. You can call or text.
We did get a text from the 424 that said, I'm built backwards. When I see a needle, my fears turn into laughter. And when I'm happy, my giggles turn into a cry. Okay. It's a little different. All right.
Hey, Rock. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, Darwin.
Yes, you did. What's your name?
Yeah. What's up, Kevin and Megan?
Oh, my God. Wait. Your voice sounds very familiar.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah, is this Joe?
Yeah, of course it is.
Joe Gilmore.
Wow.
Holy crap, dude.
You got a trip to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
What's happening? Are there two people there?
Yeah, that's my friend in the car with me.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Joe, you've got to be the luckiest person walking this planet, my friend. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, he does have me. I'm part Irish, after all.
You got a trip for two, including round-trip airfare, a two-night stay, and two tickets to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas.
Woo!
This has got to be the biggest prize I've won so far with K-Rock.
Fantastic. Hey! Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Well, we got to give a lot of love to Joe Gilmore in Santa Monica. Just won those, No Doubt, won the trip to go see No Doubt at the Sphere.
Round trip airfare, two-night stay, and two tickets to see No Doubt at Sphere.
Not too shabby.
Which is great. We've also been taking calls this hour about funny ways that you handle stress. And you have an idea?
Hey, I got a story to tell.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so I was at a McDonald's years and years back, and this father, I was about to sit down with me and my friend, and a father-daughter duo just suddenly came out of nowhere, stole our table. And I was not going to let that really provoked my anxiety as well as stress. So what I did was, we sat down at the table next to them. I chugged my soda, and I said, wait, and I just let out the loudest burp you can imagine, and my friend is like, dude, what the hell? You're embarrassing me. You're like, oh, you think that's embarrassing? That's not nearly as embarrassing as this. And they're the loudest fart you could imagine. And then the father said, why don't we just move? And I was like, finally. And we just.
Wow.
But is this a common way that you handle things?
Do you burp fart your way through life?
Yeah, if people irritate me off that is, yeah.
Wow, that's super interesting.
All right, nice tip.
Right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. K-Rock, hello.
Hey. Hi, Kevin. Hey, Megan.
Hi
there. So you have a funny way of dealing with anxiety?
Yes, I do. So it's kind of like a three-step process. And look, I work in a very complicated job setting. I work for a pension department, so it's always bad news, good news
right.
type of deal. And I always get anxiety whenever I have to go into work, so... But I usually like to take half of a hybrid gummy.
Nice.
And then I take a half of a melatonin gummy to be sleepy.
Wow, you're floating in gummies.
Yes.
I like this method.
You do this every day.
I do it Monday to Wednesday, Kevin, because Monday to Wednesday is kind of a, I don't know if I can say this word, bitch. But
sure.
Thursday and Friday, it's cool. Thursday and Friday, I don't got to do this. But Monday to Wednesday, it's usually when I take my gummies.
Have you ever fallen asleep at work?
Okay.
That's a solid yes.
Yes, I have, because I accidentally mistaked one of the gummies for, because I really wanted to take a full gummy of the hybrid gummy,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up taking a full melatonin gummy instead.
Oops.
And I confused my gummies, and halfway through my shift, I'm falling asleep in front of my computer.
This is a risky method.
It works.
I don't love it. I mean, I'm happy it works, but what do you do if you show up for work and you don't have your gummy? You forgot it, you're out, whatever.
Usually, I'll just take a hit off my pen then. Okay, so we have that.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
We had a lot of very interesting calls today.
I mean, I sort of feel like one stands out above the rest, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's naked iPhone
yes,
fixer guy.
Yes, of course. Because
she went back to him.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
What is her name?
Her name is Lauren.
Lauren.
Yes.
Congratulations. You get to see Justice on Saturday.
Woohoo!
Oh, cool. Wow. Thank you.
And might we suggest a new telephone?
Yep.
Yeah, most likely. I know. I paid a hefty price, but this makes it all worth it.
I'm glad. That is it for me on K-Rock. Megan Holiday has you from here on out.
And you'll be listening again tomorrow morning with Klein Alley Show. They'll be giving you the No Doubt song of the day to listen for. And when you hear that song, you'll be caller 20 and be flying away to Vegas to see them at the Sphere.